You're listening to SBS News.
Italy and the Netherlands played the first match of the day in very hot conditions in Valenciennes. The heat proved difficult to bear as the sides played out a scoreless first half, with several drink breaks needed throughout. It wasn't until the 70th minute the deadlock was broken, with Viviana Miedema converting a header from a ball into the box. Here's how SBS commentator David Bashir called the moment.
Sent in by Spitzer. Well directed! And well headed too. Miedema scores her third goal of this FIFA Women's World Cup. It was coming. And the Aranye love it in Valenciennes.
It got worse for Italy just 9 minutes later as the Netherlands scored again. The 2-0 scoreline all but confirmed the Dutch would be the side that get to make history going into the semi-finals for the very first time. Dutch coach Serena Wiegman says she's amazed her side has completed the feat in just their second appearance in a Women's World Cup tournament.
I'm really proud on the team because I think we have very good players. But things have changed so much, and since the European Championship, we have gained a lot of confidence. But we also needed to improve our game to perform on the level we are at this World Cup. You know, we have had some moments that we were lucky, but I think there's such a great team spirit.
Italian coach Melina Bertolini says she's proud of her players.
When we left Italy, I don't think I expected or thought that we'd go on such a good run until the last date of the competition. I started to think about it only game after game. Clearly, we are a bit sad this evening because there is sadness when you lose a football match. However, we are proud and pleased to have gone on a good run here in the World Cup.
Then came game two of the day between two-time champions Germany and number 9 in the world Sweden in Rennes, with the winner to face the Netherlands in the semi-finals. The first goal came just 16 minutes into the match thanks to a score by Germany's Lena Magol. But moments later, Sweden equalised after a lapse in concentration by the Germans, the first goal Germany has conceded at this tournament. After the halftime break, the Germans conceded another and weren't able to get back at the Swedes, despite looking for chances right up until the final whistle. It's the first time in 24 years Sweden has defeated Germany at a major tournament. SBS commentator and former Australian footballer Joey Peters says the 2-1 scoreline is a surprising result.
We were still waiting for Germany to turn up in that second half and they still weren't there in the first half, but you thought surely in the second half, even with the drink breaks, that at some point they were going to get into their rhythm. We've seen a massive upset here today. The number 2 in the world falling to number 9.
But Swedish coach Peter Gerardsson says he knew his players could defeat Germany.
We talk about surprise. We knew we had a chance. And then, of course, we had to play our best game of the tournament to be able to beat Germany.
Germany's coach Martina Voss Tecklenburg admits the side lost focus.
We shall not let this bring us down, and we have to make sure that this process, despite of the defeat, goes on to keep on growing and to gain strength and to channel this negative experience into something positive and to learn our lessons from it, to grow as a sports women, as footballers. The next goal will be the European Championships.
The wins for both Sweden and the Netherlands mean the sides have qualified for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. But first, the focus will turn to the semi-final match between the two sides later this week in Lyon. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.